Okay, we shall start. The end of Sif Beis. Summa b'shtei einov is puzzle. Summa b'eino achas is a machloikes hatanoim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The question is, the Chumash says, Kohanim b'singol da'at al p'yamiyah kol ri b'chol nega. That Kohanim have to be involved in Dinei Torah. Kohanim alevim. They don't have to, not l'cheli ba'aretz. So they're supposed to be the people who are learning and paskening all the shailas and running the Beis HaMikdash. They're not supposed to be working for a living. In the days of the Tanakh, it was an agricultural society. So not l'chel gvarts means that they don't work for a living. Today they can be in business, okay, they can own chutz lords, but they're supposed to be learning. So the Pasuk says, when you have kimatza chol v'adoma, when you find a murdered person in Eretz Yisrael, no dami hikol, so you have to bring an egg rufa. Then it says, v'nikshu kohanim b'nei Levi, the kohanim from the closest city should say, kapali amcha sel shepadis Hashem. Just like kohanim bring kapar in the Beis HaMikdash by being makru kabon, and so too, the kohanim offer the tefillah when you bring an egg rufa. So the Pasuk describes the kohanim, ashepim, alpim yir kol riv v'chol nega. They're the ones who paskin in dinei Torah, kol riv v'chol nega. They're the ones who have to paskin in the nega tzaras. What do you mean? Only kohanim could be on a din Torah for dinei mominus, a riv. There is no such din. No, there is a din l'chatchila. If you have a choice, if two people are equally qualified, and one is a kohen or a levi, one is not. So it's preferable to appoint the kohen, preferable to appoint the levi, to be a member of the Sanhedrin, member of the Bezin. Because the Pasuk says that that's the role of the kohanim levim. They're supposed to be learning Torah all the time. They're supposed to be paskening all the shilas. So the Pasuk says, al pi yamiyah kol riv v'chol nega. So one Tan is of the opinion, makish rivim l'negoyim, that a din Torah is hukash, because it's in one Pasuk, one phrase next to the other. So din Torah is just like a netzaras. Just like a nega tzaras, he cannot pasken balaylo, because uliyem heiro is boy hanega. It says bayom v'lo balaylo. You have to be able to see it. Kenega nirali babois nirali v'lo liori. The balabais comes to the kohen and he says, "I saw a nega tzaras." So he's seeing a nega tzaras only if he can see with sunlight. If you have to turn on a flashlight. Let's say there's a nega tzaras inside the house, but it only looks there. It has to have a certain color. Only has that color when you turn on lights. There is no natural light, normal house. A lot of times there's no natural sunlight inside the house. So nisht is nisht. So you can't, if you can't see the nega tzaras bayom, with the sunlight that shines into the house, so that you don't have to turn on lights, and you don't have to declare that it's tamei. Only if you can see it bayom. So if a person is this, and it says, le'enei ha'koyin, Chol Mari Eini Hakoin. Eini Hakoin is in the plural. So he has to be able to see with both eyes. Asuma Bein Achas is puzzle for Rias Negoim, and you can't do Rias Negoim Balayla because you can't see Lor Achama. You can only see Lior Haneir. So one Tane is of the opinion that Makash Rivim Lenegoim, that there's a Hekesh between the two. So Asuma Bein Achas is puzzle Lodun Didi Mominus, and you cannot make a Gmardin Balayla. Needless to say, the Gemara said, we don't pass like that, because we pass on that Donim Bayam and Donim Balaylo. We had a steer between the two psukim. On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in this week's Sedra, Shavto Sam B'choleis, they should pass in all day and all night, anytime they want. On the other hand, we had the Pasuk by Yerusha, Bayom Hanchilos Bana Bayom Balo Balaylo, that if Nishloshe Shenichten Sulevakaris Achoyla, Rotsu Osim Din, they have the right to act like a peasant. But that's only if nichnasu levakas achela bayom. If nichnasu levakas achela balayla, you can't have a bezin balayla. So it's in steer to the other post. The other post says shavta sam b'chaleis. The Gemara says it depends. The tchilas din has to be bayom. And once you have the tchilas yeshivas bezin was bayom, you can the yeshivas bezin can continue into the night. They can have a break for mincha. They can have a break for supper. And then it can continue later, as long as the Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin was Bayom. So the Gemara says, that psak, that's in the Mishnah. Mishnah lists off, Echad dinim abes ve'echad dinim nefashis, there's a hekesh, mishpatecha yelachem, there's a hekesh between mominus and nefashis. They need rishon lechakira both by mominus and nefashis, even though they require with derashta v'chakarta b'shalta eitev. The requirement for rishon lechakira only says in the chumash in the context of dini nefashis. Dini mominus there's no pasuk, but since it says mishpatech yolachem, that's the hekesh between mominus and nefashis. So even in mominus, you also need the rishon lechakira. But then the Mishnah continues, Mabe Mamadis on the first. There are differences. It lists off all the 10 different Asara Chilukim, Shabe Mamadis on the first. So one Chiluk is that the Nefashis needs a Sanhedrin of 23. We call it Sanhedrin Ketana Mamadis, it's enough a Bezna of 3. There's a Machlekes Hatanah, what about Malkus? So one opinion is, Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, Malkus Tachas Misa, Medis Malkus also needs a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. We don't pass like that. Malkus is enough, a bezn of 3. But then the other 9 differences between mominus and nefashis don't go on the number of dayonim and the bezn. That goes on the hitzilah hu'eda. You have to bend over backwards to acquit the person whom we're judging, whether he's chayv misa. So Gemara says there's a gzeirah shavah linking together malkus with din and nefashis. So just like there's a din and nefashis, the hitzilah hu'eda, you have to have what are all the dinim. Well, I saw a chiluk. I'm saying the mamnas and nefashis. Hamalam mitzchus. Ainu chayz malam mitchayv. And malam mitchayv. Chayz malam mitzchus. Talmid wants to be malam mitzchus. So all of the dinim of hatzola apply to malchus, just like it applies to dinim nefashis. Let's say shara niskal when a shor is chayv misa for killing an adam, or shara niskal for ravei v'nirva. Also banos ton skila. So there, you need the Gemara says Kemish Bata, as a Begambol of Yumos Kemisas Habalim Kach Misa. Sure, you need a Bez number 23, but all the 9 dinim of Hatzolah don't apply. The 10 chilukim between Mamanis and Nefashis, one of them is the number of Dayanim that Mamanis is enough 3, and Nefashis need 23, and the other 9 are basically applications of the idea of Hitziluet. He bend over backwards to quit the Nidon. So Malkus is just the opposite from Sharon Niskal. Sharon Niskal, you need 23, but the 9 dinim of Hitzilueta don't apply. Malkus, the 9 dinim of Hitzilueta do apply, but we pass kind of Bezna 3 is enough. So in a certain sense, they're opposites from each other. So all of these chilukim to Mamas and Nefashit, this is all on the assumption. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's on the assumption that Loi Makshin and Rivim Lenegoim. According to the Tana who holds from the Hekish, Makshivim, Rivim, Lenegoim, so even the Summa Beinu Achas is Pasal Lod and Dini Mamanis, because by Nigoyim it says, L'chol Mari Ein Eha Koin. The Koin has to be able to look with both eyes, to have a better perspective of the Negat Zaraz. And so even the Summa Beinu Achas would be Pasal, and if you say Makshidim Ril and Doim, then even the Gmardin cannot be Balayim, because by Nigoyim, the psak has to be bayom, has to look at the neged tzaras bayom, and the psak has to be bayom. So the Shulchan Aruch's paskening that loy makshin and reivim l'nedoyim. So why is it summa b'shtein of posel? Where they get that from? Summa b'shtein of his posel. So the Rishonim give in the Gemara, it's assumed like that. How did they make that assumption? So the Rishonim explain, because the summa b'shtein of can't hear the sma explains why. He attacks as a sefer Ir Shushan, Ayin Shin. The Ir Shushan is the Lavush. The Lavush, his name was Mordechai Yaffe, and there's a pasuk in the end of Megillas Esther. Mordechai Yotzim Lefnei Melech Belavush Tcheles Vechur Vaterazov Vetachrach Butz Vargoman Ir Shushan Tzahola Basamecha. So the Lavush has different svarim on Shulchan Aruch. On one Chelek Arachaim, the second Chelek Arachaim, the third Chelek Arachaim. And every sefer has a different name. Some choshem ishput, name of the sefer is Levush Yerushan. And Yerideya, it's called the Aterizov. Levush Aterizov. All the names of the Svarim are based on that pasuk because his name was Mordechai. Mordechai Yaffe, they named all the Svarim based on it. So Levush is the most attacked Achron because they say he didn't look back into the Gemara, just looked in the tour. And I don't even know if he looked in the tour. I don't know what. He has a lot of things that are against Beferish Gemaras. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. He a lot of times gives Pasha Pshat. So he quotes the Lavush. I don't know why they reprinted.
What was his name again?
His name, Mordechai Yaffe.
From Mordechai Yaffe.
He lived in the 1600s. So they always quote the Labush and they always disagree. They tell the story that Shagas Aryeh always used to disagree with the Rishonim, with the Achronim. So he once, he was 90 years old, and he needed a sefer from the bookcase, so the whole bookcase fell on him with all the svarim. And he was very weak, so they tried to take him out from under the svarim. So he says, it's not going to help, I'm going to die. I always disagreed with all these svarim. And then they all jumped me. They all joined together and they jumped me. And I asked them all mechila, everybody is mechila except for the Levush. Because he attacked the Levush more than everybody else. Everybody attacks the Levush. So here he says also, he always makes up his own things. So here, this man, Siv Katan Zayin, says that the Levush has everything all cockeyed and it's all incorrect. Everything is incorrect, then he says. Yeah, the Shachan Yeridei also very often disagrees with the Terezov. Very often disagrees. Anyway, so here, why is Hasum B'Shtein of Pasal Sadeh B'Shem say? Because he can't make Tchilas Din Balayla, and Hasum B'Shtein of can't see, just like Balayla he can't see. That's very problematic. And if you turn on the lights, Balayla, you can study Yeshiva's Bez and Balayla, because it is a Samach Renim Takase like that. He can then, the Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezen has to be Bayom, but you can have it Balayla if you have the lights turned on. The Pashta says that's before, that's in Simen Hay, in Sif Beis, when it says you shouldn't start the Tchilas Din Balayla. So some of the Achranim say over there that if you have the lights on, it's probably the Sma probably says like that. If you have the lights on, then it's good. That's very difficult. That's the end of that long sma. So cotton zayin there in Simen Hay. That's very difficult. But that, over here, that's what the Gemara seems to be implying. That since dini maminis, the tchilas yeshivas bezin has to be bayom, you can't start balayla. Summa b'shteinov is like starting balayla. Yeah, what's a din? Summa is pasala edis. So why is it so impossible? It is because of, so simply, how can he see? If he can't see, so how can he testify? So the Gemara said, that's not the real reason. Let's say he saw what he saw Reuben murdered Shimon, then he lost his eyesight after that. So he's telling us now when he's blind, he can recognize Reuben by his voice, and he tells us what his name is, and he tells the name is Reuben Shechter, and he knows who he is, and he says he murdered Shimon. And now the man is blind, but he's telling us, I recognize the murderer, his name is Reuben Shechter, and so he can testify, he knows what he's talking about, because he did have eyesight at the time that he saw the incident occur. Now he's blind. So the Gemara said it's no good, because he learned now from Xeris HaKosev, Ora O Yoda. A raw yada. So you need ria. You need that it should be royal ria. So even if it's tchilosa b'hechsher, b'sofa b'psul, tchilosa means b'shas ria samaisa. When the ria samaisa occurred, he was able to see, but sofa b'psul. Let's say, you have two boys learning the yeshiva together, and then later on, one of them marries the other one's sister. So they became brothers-in-law. So at the time, so he's saying that 5 years ago, somebody borrowed money from the man who is now my brother-in-law. At the time that I, 5 years ago, when he borrowed the money, I wasn't yet the brother-in-law of the loiva or of the malva. I was a kosher leidus. So that's not acceptable. If it's trilosa, either trilosa b'psul or sofa b'psul, if I am the brother-in-law or the son-in-law or whatever, father-in-law, If we were crave him either at the time of Riyas HaMaisa or if they crave him at the time of Hagodah Zedis B'Pnei Bezin, it's no good. You have to have Tchilosa V'Sofa Behechsha. Tchilosa means Riyas HaMaisa and Sofa means when he gives the Hagodah B'Pnei Bezin. So Gemara said the same regarding Asuma. Even if he wasn't Asuma B'Shas Riyas HaMaisa, if he was Asuma, so he didn't see it. He was not Asuma, but he's Asuma at the time of Hagodah, so it's no good. Why should he be no good? So you see, it's Apsagzeris HaKosov, that Atsuma is Pasolaitis. Asuma is Pasolaitis. So the Melas, Asuma Bishtei Enov, should be Pasol to serve as a dying also, because whoever is Pasolaitis is Pasala Dayana. So what did they have to give this whole explanation? They gave a whole explanation why the Summa B'Shteyenev is not good, because it's like Laila. The Tchilas Yeshivas Bezdin has to be Bayom. So Summa can't see anything like Balayla can't see. Then comes that, if you turn on the lights, Balayla, you can even come later, Balayla, you can start Yeshivas Bezdin Balayla. That's what some Achranim say, but that's the Chajok. So the Pashtus is that the Summa is not good for a different reason. Whoever's Pasulatus is Pasulat Dayanus, and the Summa's Pasulatus is based on a Xeris HaKosuv. That it says, Oro Oyoda, Em Lo Yagdiv Nasava, Oro Oyoda. You have to be able to see Riyas HaMaisa. If he's a Summa, so he can't see. And even though at the time of the Riyas HaMaisa he did have eyesight, but by the time he comes to the Bezdin to tell the story, he's blind already. So it's no good. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk, that it's no good. So you see that the Summa is a psulate. It's not just, how can he possibly testify if he can't see? See, that does not happen. See, it's like Zeres HaKosov. So that's what the Pashtus is. Whoever is Summa B'Shteyin, if it's Pasul Leidus, a male, it's Pasul Adayanus. Pasul to serve as a dayan. Yeah, what's the first line in Siv Beis? Is it Gemara? The Ferish Gemara? A mamzer. Afidu shlosh to mamzer. I'm hayreli k'shem lodun lakol. Not only is the mamzer allowed to be done for another mamzer, a ger is only allowed to be done chaber a ger. A ger, you're not allowed to give a ger a position of sorora over a Yisrael. Based on the pasuk, Saim Tosim, the Kefaloshan implies Komasimas B'mashma, all appointments. Then it says, Mikarev Achech Tosim Alech HaMelech. Mikarev Achech means, Imuv Chashev Achech. You have to have a big yichas. So a big yichas comes to the conclusion of a ger. I would have thought that a mamzer is worse than a ger. A mamzer has a father and a mother, but he's a mamzer. They weren't allowed to marry each other. They weren't able to marry each other because a brother and a sister. I would have thought a mamzer is worse. And Gemara says, not so. Since the parents, the mother and the father, are both Yisrael and Ksherim, but they're not allowed to live together. They create mamzeris, so that's called mikarev achecha. If he's a ger, that's a lack of mikarev achecha, mimuv choshev achecha. But a mamzer is okay.
I think we see this with Yeshua as Yisrael, so that the Beis Din represents the Shechinah. So, assuming that's correct, why would
Mamzer
be able to represent the Shechina?
The Bezin represents the Shechina by Ger. We assume the Shechina will be present when the Bezin is judging. That's why Tchilas Din is Atifa. If they started the Din Torah before Samach Lemincha Gedola from Chatzosan, so if Hischilu Eim Apsikin. If there's going to be time later to daven minchas, what's called hischilu, so it says when they put on atifa, either that was the last sif in Simon Hay. Name is I have as cholas adin in mischilu im avsikin, even though they didn't daven mincha yet, but there's plenty of time. The whole Torah is going to take 2-3 hours. The beginning did Torah 12 o'clock. They're not going to finish at 6 o'clock. They're going to finish way before the shkia. So still, the chatchili not allowed to start the entire half an hour before this zman mincha. That's chatzos. But b'diyeh b'nim schila im apsikin. So schila means atifa sadayanim, because we assume that if it's an honest business, Shechina will be there to help them paskin. He said a different. Yeshua himself said a different word, that the bezna by geirus represents the Shechina, because he was bothered with the kasha. He learned out all the dinim of geirus and maimon ha'sina from this week's seder. So just like. Just like in Maim HaSina, there was Mila. All the men had a bris Mila 7 weeks earlier in Mitzrayim. Then there was Tvila right before Maim HaSina. Everybody had to go mikveh, not only the married people, even the single people. And there was Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. Everybody said Nas V'Nishman. Everybody participated in Korbanos. So to the Duras, rather, throughout all the future generations, if an non-Jew wants to convert, he has to say Nas V'Nishman, he has to express his commitment to observe all the mitzvahs, Kabbalah on mitzvahs. You need Mila, you need Tvila, and you need a korban. You can't bring a korban. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, we learn out from a pasuk, the Dara Sechni, you can accept a ger even in a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash, because the Chumash talks about such a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Pashim Mos says, Mikdashich, Melo Arech, Birech, Nichoichachim. Nonetheless, the pasuk says, Chiyogaritchan, ger the Dara Sechem. A ger can be in all generations, even in generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, the obligation of the ger to bring a korban means the geris is incomplete. He's not allowed to eat korbanos. A person who's tamei and who goes to the mikveh and has Harav Shemesh, so the Tahara procedure is finished. But if he's one of the Abom, Mechusha Kapor, Zabzov, he'll let us Amitzor, he's still not allowed to eat Karbonis until he brings the Karbon. So I'll be hit by the Ger. He's considered a little bit like a Mechusha Kippur. He's not Tomei. He's permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, but he's not allowed to eat Karbonis. He's considered partially not Jewish. The Gerus is only completed, 100% completed, when he brings the Karbon. So the whole story of Gerus, how do you makabel a Ger, is learned out from Ma'amin HaSina. Ma'av sechna nichten so the bris of the mila tefillah with korban. That's the Losh and the Gemara increases. The Abtesim and Alp, you learn out from Ma'amin HaSina how to be makabel Ger. So the question is, if you learn out from Ma'amin HaSina, but the two parties to the agreement were there. The Shechina was there. There was a Gilu Shechina. So why don't you learn out Lidur that you can only have a Ger if there's Gilu Shechina? So when are you gonna, how are you going to have a Gilu Shechina? And then the other kasha was, how do you learn out? The Gemara learns out from a different pasuk that again needs a bezin present. Need a bezin supervising the tefillah and the mikveh. Where do you have a bezin supervising the geiris at Maimon HaSina? There was no bezin there. So the Yeshua, what's the name? Yeshua Yisrael. Yeshua Yisrael says one kasha if our emphasis is the other. He says at Maimon HaSina, the Shechina was there in person. So the two parties to the agreement were there. The Bnei Yisrael were there and the Shechina was there. So they entered into an agreement and there was a Geiris. But the Doris, if you don't expect to have a Gilu Shechina, then you have to have the Bezin representing the Shechina. That's how we Faremfa. He said, one Kasha Faremfa is the other Kasha. That the Bezin represents the Shechina, the other party to the agreement. Beis HaLevi says the Bezin by Geiris represents the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is accepting his a Geir. So that's the question. Is it right that the Bezin of Ger should have a member of the Bezin who himself is a Ger? A Ger dan chaver a Ger. But over here, the Bezin of Ger is only done on the Ger, that he's Jewish. They're not really done anything. It's a Bezin lekima, though. It's not a Bezin to paskin anything. We know what the din is. Until he's teufel in the mikveh, he's not Jewish. After the Ger is teufel in the mikveh, he is Jewish. We know what the din is. It's a din. You need a Maisa Bezin. So that's the serious shaila that they raise. Can a ger be a member of a bezin for geris? Because if the ger is really paskening, if the bezin paskens on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that this candidate is worthy of being included in Klal Yisrael, so the psak is on Klal Yisrael, or the bezin representing the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the paskening in the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's okay. The Ribbono Shel Olam is agreeing to the deal, to the Geirus. So if they represent the Klal Yisrael, they represent the Ribbono Shel Olam, l'chaira the Geir should not be roy to be a member of the Bezin Geirus. That is a problem, that is an issue. Pasha should be like, anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says from the Gemara, Mamzer is good. Mamzer cannot be appointed to a Sanhedrin. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Shir Ashurim, Kulach Yofa Rayasi, So the Gemara understands it means on two levels, mum meinbach, not a balmum. If a person really is a balmum, then he cannot be appointed member of a Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin gedol or Sanhedrin ktan. To be a member of a bezin of three, that's not, for that you don't need, there's no din that balimum an apostle. But to be a member of a Sanhedrin, either Sanhedrin gedol of 71, Sanhedrin ktan of 23, he can't be a balmum. Kulach yafa rayasi imum meinbach. So it goes on that kind of a mum. And it goes on a mum and yichas also. Let's say the fellows are mamzer. So you're not allowed to appoint a mamzer to be a member of a Sanhedrin Tano, a member of a Sanhedrin Gdola. That's called a mum. But for dini mamzer, you don't need to be a member of a Sanhedrin. All you need is that you should have smicha. So the mamzer can have smicha. Mamzer can have smicha. Here the Ktzois has a discussion. The Rambam says when you confer smicha, the Rambam is quoting Gemara, you can give smicha to dvar yechidim. I can give smicha only for Yeridei and not a Chosha Mishpot, or I give smicha just for Chosha Mishpot, not for Yeridei. Smicha the Dvar Yechidim. I don't give you full smicha in Kol HaTorah Kula, I give you smicha only one area. So the Rambam says, V'hu provided, V'hu shiyu roi l'chol HaDvar. He has to be so knowledgeable, he has to know all the dinim in the halacha, but we're only giving him smicha on one particular area. We have a political reason why we don't want to give him smicha in the other areas. So the Rambam quotes this from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Bavli says also he can give smicha l'dvar mechidim. I give smicha only for this area, not for the other area. And the Rambam says, if he's such a person who can't get smicha on the nefashas, he can't be done in the nefashas, then he's not royal chol adram. So how did he get smicha in the first place to be a member of a bezin for dinim mamzer? Let's say a mamzer cannot be a member of a bezin in a Sanhedrin for dinim nefashas because he has a psul and yuchsin. Umum mein bach refers to physical mumim. Let's say the guy's blind in an eye or something like that. Mari Beirav was blind in an eye. That was one of the rabbeim of Rabbi Yosef Kari. He quotes him. In Tzvat, there's a Pesach Knesset, Mari Beirav. Everything there is Kalbach. One of my cousins used to be the Gabbai Nushol, every single, except for the Kriyas HaTorah. Every other line in the Dabin is Kalbach Nigunim. The Kaddish, before, after, everything is Kalbach except for Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mari Beirav was Yodua. He was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. He was blind in an eye. So he said, how can a Summa Bein Achas, because of Fadini Mamanis, he's not royal chal adorim. You can't give him smicha for dinin nefashas, because he's a balmum, so he can't be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Why is that? So that Dixais works on that. He doesn't really solve the issue. So again, so the sivbei, simavav sivbei, so the mamzer is not right to be appointed a member of the Sanhedrin for nefashas, but he is right to be, all three can be mamzer. The dini mamanis, and even though he's being done one is not a mamzer, that's not a problem. If he would have been not mikera b'achecha, mimufcha shebachecha, if he would have been a ger, then a ger was only done chaver. A ger is not allowed to be done a Yisrael. But if he's a balmum, that's not a problem. Balmum is kosher lot, and even if all the three dayonim are balimun, then the summa bein achas is kosher. We paskin because la makshin and rivim linegoy, but the summa b'shtein of his puzzle, that was the question, why? Why is he puzzle? So the Rishonim say because it's by him, since he's blind on both eyes, it's like Lilo, and because he can't see. That's a very difficult explanation, even though the Rishonim say like that. And if you turn on the lights at night, so it's good. So that Taka, he quoted this man, the previous him, he quoted such an opinion. The Pashtus says that it's not correct. So the Pashtus is a different reason why Summa is possible. Because the Gemara learns it after a pasuk, even though at the time of the Halvor he was able to see, and he lost his eyesight after the Shas Halvoah, that's no good because you have to have Tchilosa Visoy for Behechsher. Even though you had Tchilosa Behechsher, he was able to see at the time of the Hezek, the time of the Halvoah, time of the murder, whatever the case was. But now he lost his eyesight, so he is right to be done in that case. Again, the Gemara says he's there. If Tchilosa Behechshev, at the time of Rias HaMaisa, he was not blind. He saw. And when he comes to give Agadah Zedis now, he's blind. So the Gemara says it's Posseladis, because you have to have Tchilosa V'sofa Behechshev. So you see from the Gemara, in the Yesh Nechla, it's a Gzeris HaKosov. The Rajbam says, where's the Gzeris HaKosov? Oro O Yodam, Im Lo Yagid V'nos HaVod, in Parshas Vayikra. Oro means you have to be able to see Rias HaMaisa, not just If you're blind on both eyes and you didn't see what happens, how can you come testify? It's not because of a hechet timtz, it's halacha that says it's no good. So whoever's pasal leidus is pasal ledayanus also. That's probably why the summa b'shteinu is pasal. Not because it's dark like Lilo, just like at night you can't see, so the guy's blind, you can't see. That's not the real reason. Then said Gimel is a shala, how old do you have to be in order to be done, in order to function as a member of the Bez. So the Pashtus is Bar Mitzvah. If one is before Bar Mitzvah, so he's a lab bar das, al pidin, even if he's the Vilna Gaon, even if he's a much bigger genius than many of the adults. But al pidin, we say that a child younger than Bar Mitzvah is considered a lab bar das. So how can he possibly be kosher leidus, be kosher le dayanus, if he's a lab bar das? He's a lab bar das. So that's the Pashtus. You have to be Bar Mitzvah. Maybe you have to be even more than Bar Mitzvah. So that's the first line in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Amrim, Shein Roi Lo Dan Ela, Mi Ben Yud Ches Olamai Lo, Behevi Shtei Cyrus. Behevi Shtei Cyrus and Yud Gimel Shoni Yem Echo, that's, you have to be Bar Mitzvah, to be a Bar Das. That is, you should be able to consider him a Dayan. He has to be a Bar Das to be able to express an opinion. Yeah. Why does he have to be Ben Yud Ches Olamai Lo? Why does he have to be from the age of 18 on? That's a piece of consideration. The Gemara has that. You shouldn't appoint the person as the Shliach Tzibur on a Tainus Tzibur. Or you shouldn't appoint him as the Shliach Tzibur Kavua. He's the Shliach Tzibur Kavua. Unless someone is an Avela, someone has to daven for anonymous. But if not, then you always go back to the same person. He's the Shliach Tzibur Kavua. So that's a Gemara in Tainus, that you really shouldn't appoint a person as the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, or even be Kroy, but it's on the Yom HaTainus, so it's like Yom Neroy. It's a serious day. Acha Tismale Zikonai. And this Mali Zikonai is not to be taken literally, has to have a full beard. Even if he shaves off the beard, Beheter is also okay, provided that he's 18 years old. This Mali Zikonai means 18 years old. So there's one opinion that Yishom Kovar HaTzibur, I guess. It's not a din d'oraisa, that he has to be 18 years old. It's Mishum Kovar HaTzibur, it's not Bekovadik, that you should have a young kid serve as the, even though he knows all the dinim, but it's not Kovar HaTorah, that he should be, that if he's younger than 18, he shouldn't be functioning as a dayan. Okay, it's based on a Gemara. And then there is an opinion. The last line is Siv Gimel. Yesh Omrim, this is a Chiddush. Demi ben Yud Gimel v'mailo kosher afil lo hevish teisaris. Usually, how do you determine that a person is a bar mitzvah and each shonim v'simonim? He has to be Yud Gimel shonim v'yamechot. What do you mean Yud Gimel shonim v'yamechot? Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, on Vav Adar was Yud Gimel shonim. When it comes 13 years later on Zayin Adar, so that's the first day into the 14th year. So it's really Yud Dalet Shonim. It's the beginning of the 14th year. That's when it becomes Bar Mitzvah. So we call it Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. Why is it Yom Echad? So some people make a mistake. They think Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. Comes a Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on Ches Adar. Yom Echad, a day later. So the Rav Soloveitchik obviously used to spell out that's not correct. That's not what it means. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Vav Adar, 13 years later, on Vav Adar, that was at Yud Gimel Shonim. The Yom Echad is when it comes Zayin Adar. He was born on Zayin Adar. So when it comes the same day that he was born on, that's the first year in the fourth. That's the first day in the 14th year. So the first day in the 14th year, that's when the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah. That's called Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. You have the Yom Echad added on to the Yud Gimel Shonim. Yeah, what do they have now? Vaita? Then there's one opinion that if you have Shonim without Simonim, he's right to be a Dayan. What in the world is that based on? Yeshomim. Bed Yud Gimel V'mailo Kosher Afir Lo Hevish Dei Cyrus. How can that be? He's still a Kotten. How can that be? How can it be that Yud Gimel Shonim V'yamechod? The answer is, before Bar Mitzvah, you're not a Bar Chiyuva. You're not mechuyev to observe mitzvahs, and there's no avera if you do Ivus Adin. You're not a Bar Mitzvah, you're not a Bar Chiyuva. You're not a Bar Chiyuva at all. So here there's a Yesh Amrim that the person, a Kotten, is considered. Why can't a Kotten serve as a Dayan? What's the reason why I can't serve as a Dayan? I think Rashi in different places has three different explanations. In Bava Kamma, Rabbi Kevega points out things on Daf Peches, the Gilyan Hashas. Is there a Bava Kamma here? I think there's a Gilyan Hashas.
The bottom of the there is.
Thank you.
Do we say that that someone who's over your gimel can be a balkore on Yamim Nora, like a balkore, or blow the shofar, or if he's very good at what he does? So.
If it's a yeshiva, oh, okay, thank you.
It's a yeshiva, he shouldn't? Or?
No, yeshiva, everybody's young.
Okay.
Usually by the balabatim, so you mak, but then it should be over 40. That the aliyah, anyone who gets an aliyah, and the balei tefillah, and the balkarei, everybody should be over 40.
Okay. Over 40?
Yeah. But the yeshiva you make on. Because everybody's young. So where's this Rashi? So there's a Rashi here that there are three different reasons why a katan is possible eidus. One reason is that it's eidus she'i atiochal hazimoi, because a katan is a labaronshin. So if you'll be mazim him, you won't be able to punish him. And the Gemara seems to say in Sanhedrin that whoever is eidus she'atiochal hazimoi, so they're not kosher eidus in the first place. Then Rashi has another explanation, because v'yomdu shneho anoshim, anoshim v'lo ketanim. The Anushan Anushim goes on the Haggadah Seder of the two Edom. And then the third reason Rashi gives is because he's a lot bardas. So he's a lot bardas, so we can't consider seriously anything that he says. These are the three different explanations, but they're not all on the same daf. So that's why I think Rabbi, that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger, where is it? I already forgot where the Rashi is, but it's somewhere in Achayvon. Oh, it's on Peches, I think. It's on Peches, but the Gemara talks about it. Eved is possible, Eidus, yeah. It says, V'yom d'shneho anoshim, so we darshan anoshim v'lo anoshim, anoshim v'lo ketanim. You exclude ketanim from that pasuk. So Rabbi Kivega says the first reason that Rashi gave Pechas and Aleph is a Beferish Gemara in Bava Basra and Av Kufnon Hamid base. But then Rashi gives another reason, that Eidus Yatiochal Azimo. And then the third reason is because he's a Lav Barda. So what do you need all the reasons to cover all the cases? Some cases, sometimes no din of Kasha Zomam. So you can't always rely on Eidus Yatiochal Azimo. Okay. That's Rabbi Kivega and Daf Pechasim and Aleph and Baruchat. What do you need? All the three reasons. Yeah. So there's one opinion here that in order to be Bar Mitzvah, you have to have Shana Bissi money. You have to be. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, on Zayin Adar is the first day in the 14th year. That's Shanim. And then you have to have Simonim. They have to have Shtei Saris. So there's one opinion that he's kosher to be, even though he's still a cotton, until he has shanim and simanim, but he's kosher to serve as a dayan when you have shanim alone, even if you don't have simanim. What in the world is that all about? The yesharim and the bed, you gimel kosher, afil lahev yishtei Cyrus. How can that be? So the answer is that there are two parts, the Or Sameach points this out, that Bialduso, when he was younger, he used to be bothered with the contradiction in the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think Ayin Tes Amar Aleph, where the Gemara comments on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpat Mechiyozid Ish Al Reyehu Lahar Gabi Yoma Mim Is Bechitik Achen Olamas. If a person is a murderer, so the mizbech is not kolate. The Mizbech is called it. If a guy killed Beshegek, so he doesn't have to go to the Or Miklat. If he's holding on to the Mizbech, he can stay there. But if he killed Beshegek, Chiyozid Ish Ariel, Harga Biyama, he killed Bemezid, then there's no Klitas Mizbech. The Gemara says that's one of the three mistakes that Sora Shaladim will make, that he's going to go to Batsra. Betzra and Batsra are two different cities. Like Ramla and Ramallah, two different cities. Ramallah is an Arab city.
Betzer was one of the Arab miklats.
Yeah, and Batzer is a different city. So the pasuk says that Lasi Lavai, the Sarush Aledom, will go to the other city to seek refuge, and that's not one of the Arab miklat. Betzer is, not the Batzer. And then the other mistake was that the Arab miklat are only called if you kill B'Sheikh, it's not called if you kill B'Mezid. So this Edom killed Bemezid. What's the third mistake? I forgot already. So the Gemara has a comment on the pasuk. V'chiyozid ish al riyehu laharga biyarma ish mezid emazria kot neina mezid emazria. The pasuk pshat v'chiyozid. If a person murdered someone, b'mezid. So Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Yozid, like by Yozid, Yankev Nozid. that he was cooking the spaghetti, and Esav the lentils, and Esav wanted the nozit, the nezid adoshim. He wanted the nezid adoshim. So chiyozit ish ariyeh means ish mezid mazriya. If a person is already gadol, he's a bar mitzvah, so he can be mezid, he can cook up zera that's roi la hazriya. If a child is younger than bar mitzvah, he cannot father a child. Cannot be the father of a child. So that Gemara and Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Tesef and Aleph seems to be assuming that the definition of godless is when the child is roi la hazriya, is roi to be a father. And then there's a different Gemara in Nida, where the Gemara Mishnah has a different opinions in the Tanoim. When does a boy become bar mitzvah? When does a girl become bas mitzvah? So the accepted opinion is a girl becomes bas mitzvah a year earlier than a boy. Why is that? So the Gemara says, because Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asad Seila, it says in Parshas Bereishis. So the Pasuk Peshat Vayivan Miloshim Binyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constructed, he took the rib from Adam Arishon and he made it into Chava. Vayivan Asad Seila Miloshim Binyan, the Gemara says, that's how you know that there's Binyan by Gufa Adam on Shabbos. You can violate the Yisav Binyan on Shabbos. If you do surgery on a person and you improve his physical body, so that's a violation of Binyan Min HaTor. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation by Yivan Miloshim Bina. That the woman's girl, when she reaches approximately age of 12, the brain is as big as it's going to get. It's not going to grow, and it's going to develop more, but it reaches its maximum size at the age of 12. As opposed to a boy, the boy's brain only reaches maximum size at the age of 13. That happens to be a fact. That is a fact. How did the Tanaim know? That's a good question. But they said it. They said it. Some of the Reform feel that that's disrespectful to women to say that a girl only becomes bas mitzvah at 12. So they insist the girls are entitled to equal rights. So they celebrate the bas mitzvah at the age of 13. That's disrespectful to the women. I think Mara said the reason why the girl becomes bas mitzvah a year earlier because she's smarter. Because bnei sen as hakadosh baruch hu isha yismanish. So the Ohr Sameach writes in his Sefer and the Rama, he was always bothered for years with this problem. The Gemara Nida seems to say that bar mitzvah depends on seichel, being a yisera. So the girl's brain is not fully developed, but it reaches the maximum size. The mass of the brain reaches the maximum size it's going to have at the age of 12. They see that godless has to do with brains. And then the other Gemara in Sanhedrin, that fine testament says that godless has to do with roi l'hoilet, whether he can give birth to a child. So isn't that a contradiction? So I don't remember what the Ohr Sameach says, but this opinion of Shulchan Aruch holds that you need two things in order to be a bar mitzvah. You need shanim and you need simanim. So the shanim, that helps that the brain is reached its size. So in order to be a dayan, you have to be a bar das, so that we consider the person a bar das if he has shanim, even if he doesn't have shtei saris. But in order to be a bar mitzvah, that's not enough that he's a bar das. He has to be also roi lehoilet. When he's roi lehoilet, then we consider him a bar onshin. Before his royal hoyle, is not considered a baranchim. So that's why there's one opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch. One opinion that he can't appoint him, he can't serve as a dayan until he reaches the age of 18, like he shouldn't daven for an omed, but kavua, he shouldn't be the bal tefillah on a tiny seber until his nismal is kon. Nismal is kon is at the age of 18. Even if he doesn't have the beard at all, but at 18, usually the beard is going to grow in. So the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, is that you have to have nismal is kon. Then the second awkward opinion, Shulchan Aruch, is the opposite, that he can serve as a dayan from the age of 13, even if he doesn't have shtei saris. Because when you have shanim alone, that's enough to make him into a bar das. They say, manim is to make him an indication that he's roi lehoilet. So in order to be bar mitzvah, you need both. You need that he should be a bar das and roi lehoilet. But to serve as a dayan, it's enough if he's a bar das. A bar das with shanim alone. Wow. Chiddush. Then Siv Dala we discussed, Siv Hei we discussed. Yes, Siv Hei we discussed a lot. Siv Vav, if they send a Hazmana to a big Talmud Chacham, that he should appear to a Bezin, and it's a Pchis HaKod for him, because he's a big Talmud Chacham, then the members of the Bezin. So they cannot be koy for him to come. But you have to do something. You have to figure out. No one is above the law. You have to be able to have some bezin that can deal with the case. But the halacha says, "Ein adan yochal lechufa leilch lefanov." He can't force him because that's a bizayin ater. Then we learned the din of oyev v'sonei, yeah, that we discussed yesterday. This is Simon Zion. Unfortunately, they would have in the days of the Gemara they had today, you also have sometimes like that. Two Talmid HaChamim who dislike each other so much that whatever he'll say red, he'll say blue. He'll say blue, he'll say red. Whatever one says, the other one says Feker. So that's it. You shouldn't have these two people as members of the Bezin, because whatever one is going to say, the other one's just going to say Feker. They have such a dislike for each other. So that's not right to appoint them to be members of a Bezin, because they're just waste everybody's time. That's not right. Sif Yud Aleph we learned. Then Sif Yud Beis and Negea, just like an Negea is possible to aid, so too an Negea is possible to serve as a Dayan. And Negea Badav is possible to serve as a Dayan. Okay. That is Siv Zion. Yeah. Simon Zion. That's Simon Zion. Simon Ches is the Gemara has, you're not allowed to appoint. In Europe, this was always a problem. A wealthy balabas in the city would always push to appoint his son-in-law, his cousin, and he would always insist that they have to appoint him because he's one of the big supporters of the community, of the shul. So you're not allowed to appoint, it's an iser. You're not allowed to appoint a person to be a dayan or a rabbi in a community if he's not roi lekach. And one's in violation of the din lo sakir upon him by mishpat. If you appoint a dayan who's not roi lekach, that's an iser. The Gemara says, "Lahechesav, lahezov, l'sasa lachem." He was appointed Elohim. Elohim means Dayanim. He was appointed as Elohim as a dayan because of Kesav Zohar, because his relative is rich. So the Gemara has a very serious, considered very serious aver. Over below sasi. What do you do if you have a community where nobody knows how to learn? So you have to appoint someone as a bezin. Okay, so under the circumstances, they appoint someone who will try to guess what he thinks the din ought to be. They always make psharis and din itar, okay? The paskin shalas and the mikveh are kashrus. If he doesn't know, he doesn't know. He can't even guess. But as far as the din itar is concerned, as every society has to have a legal system. You have to have a court of law, otherwise there's no law and order. So if the community is mekabel, this person, they know that he doesn't know how to learn. They're mekabel him, okay. So once they're mekabel him, so it's his psalkim are binding. Siv Beis, we had before that we assumed the Shechina will be present. Elokim nitza b'adaskel. The Shechina will be present when, if you have an honest bezin. So the members of the bezin do atifa, out of respect, they wear the hat or they wear the talus over the head, whichever. So they have to have respect for the Shechina, whom we assume will be there. So the Dayanim should not be joking. She shouldn't be kibitzing around when you have a din Torah. Dayanim should sit be'emo be'ira ba'atifa be'kobid rosh. Sometimes you have members of Bezin, they think everything is a joke. They're kibitzing the whole time, talking sicha b'teila, cracking jokes in the middle of a din Torah. So it says that that's against the din. They have to have respect for the Shechina. If they're going to kibitz, the Shechina will not be there. You should realize that you need Siyata Deshmaya to pass him properly. And if he's going to make a mistake in a Pesach in Mominus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may take his life. Dayanim have to be very serious when they have a din Torah. Then he says, if Gimel, the Gemara says, the Talmid HaChachamim in the days of Gemara would always want to avoid serving as a dayan in a din Torah because he may make a mistake. Then the Dayanim have to be very respectful of the tzib, even though they're very learned, and the members of the community are not learned at all, they should not be disrespectful to them. The Gemara says, Gemara Chagigin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds three tears every day, not necessarily to be taken literally. So two of the tears are a misplaced persons, a person that belonged to learning went to a secular field, a person belonged in a secular field, he wanted to learning, also a tragedy. And the third tragedy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds tears on every day is the Dayan HaMiz, Parnas, HaMizgoa Al HaTzibur. A person is appointed to a position, president of the shul. Person is appointed a president of an institution, of a charitable institution, yeshiva, something like that. And it goes to his head. And he takes certain liberties because of the fact that he's the head of the institution. Parnas hamizgo al atzibah. The Gemara considers that a terrible thing. One of the three things that the Boshom sheds tears every day. Then there's another din that if a person is appointed to a position of leadership, a rabbi, he's not allowed to do malacha berabim. There was an incident that the Balabatim fired a rabbi here in New York years ago because he had to go shopping in the store. It was a violation of Kabbat Harbanis. His wife was sick. Usually the wife went shopping. So they fired the rabbi because he violated the din. He's not allowed to do malocha barabim. Some malocha he's allowed to do. Let's say the Gemara says to make a makeh, that's a mitzvah. So to make a makeh is okay, but let's say he has to fix his automobile. So he's going to put on overalls and going to lay down under the automobile and be taking it apart and fixing it. To build a sukkah, that's a mitzvah. He's allowed to build a sukkah, he's allowed to build a makkah. That's a gemara in the end of Kiddushin. But not to fix his automobile, not to go shopping in public. That's not right. Okay, we're up to the last sif in Simon Ches. The next simon is about Shochad. I remember years ago there was the community wanted to have a din Torah with the rabbi. There was a rabbi was leaving. He was moving to Muncie, and his shul was in Manhattan. And he claimed that Sefer Torah and the shul belonged to him. They claimed that Sefer Torah belonged to them. So everybody was afraid to serve as a member of the Bezin. So they were going to go to court. They were going to go to civil court because nobody agreed. So the lawyer called me up on the phone and said, "It can't be such a thing. No one agrees to be a bearer for the community." So I said, I'll be the dying for the community. So the president of the shul was so appreciative. He came to my home on Sunday. I was in yeshiva all day. Came to my home. He gave my wife a beautiful painting of Kevin Rach. We have it hanging on the wall. So I said, he gave me Shoichad. So I called up the lawyer. I said, no, I can't serve on the case. The lawyer called up the rabbi who was got involved in. He said, they'll be happy that I should be the buyer with the Shoichad. I'll be happy I should be with the Shaykh, and he'll accept me as the bearer for the Shaykh. Then the end of the story was they never had the din Torah. The rabbi just moved and he left the Sefer Torah there.